I woke up, looked at the sky. I saw hundreds of planes passing by. I could feel.
More of Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. And that song, Carry You On, is the title track from an album by musician Marcus Goldhaber. It's an album with a unique hook. Goldhaber says its ultimate aim is to get civilians and veterans to have meaningful conversations with each other.
Patient and strong, now it's our turn to carry you on.
Goldhaber has no connection to military life except the experience of meeting veterans at his concerts and elsewhere in everyday life. And so Veterans Day was an ideal time to chat with him about his distinctive approach to bridging the gap. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Mitch. I appreciate it.
What is the conversation you think needs to happen in this country when it comes to veterans and civilians?
I think that it's incumbent upon civilians to go beyond their gratitude and learn as much as they can about what many veterans are struggling with, and also the fact that there are many veterans, and some say even most veterans, that are not struggling. Veterans are not monolithic. That's the big takeaway here. And when they do come home, I think that the stakes have always been high, but they've really never been higher. And I think that when veterans return home, the civilian population that they come home to should be, for lack of a better word, armed with a few tools that would allow them to help a veteran out if needed. We should be more involved. We can be more involved. And my goal with this project is to let music sort of bring people to the arena, bring civilians to the arena, bring veterans to the arena, because it's not an easy conversation to have. It's not easy for a civilian to walk up to a veteran that they don't know and say, hey, just want to let you know I'm here. If you need a helping hand, if you don't, that's cool. I'll cheer you on. And I'm grateful. Thank you. That's not easy.
How did you decide you were the guy to do this?
Well, I'm not sure that, I am the guy. I know that I was asked to write a song for a 9/11 compilation CD about 5 years ago. And I, in fact, said no the first couple of times because I told the producer that it wasn't something that I felt I could do, because I didn't think I was, to use your words, the guy. I was I was writing primarily American songbook style songs and jazz genre. And that was my niche. That's what I was comfortable with. And that's what I knew. And I also had stigmatized what style of music it had to be before I even sat down to explore that process. I thought it had to be something in the George M. Cohen style, or, John Philip Sousa or Lee Greenwood, Bruce Springsteen, or just a country music song that said, I love this country.
Something anthemic.
Something anthemic that, was stuck in a certain genre. And so finally, after a couple of times asking, I finally said, I'm going to explore this. And I did. And I closed my eyes. I listened to what was missing. What could I, just as an authentic approach, what could I offer out there as a new song, a new message that I could relate to and write honestly? I didn't want to write at a style. And it was this disconnect between civilians and veterans.
Welcome home, my warrior. Is the fighting really done? You've been gone forever, it seems, and there are many who think we won. But how do you feel? And can it be real?
And I thought that's something that I could write about. That's something I could offer. And it grew from there. Started after that song was written. It was called Come Home America. And it was a song about returning to the ideals that we are all in this together.
And all I can say is God bless today.
Talk about how your conversations with veterans informed what this album became.
I would finish performing this again. It's just this one song. And sometimes I would approach certain veterans after the show, just as you would, just after a performance, you know, hey, thanks for coming, or I'm glad I, you know, got to be here. Thanks for having me, that kind of a casual thing. And then the conversation would invariably steer to something that they were dealing with, overcoming, struggling with, or the fact that they weren't struggling at all. And these conversations were informing me in a way that, again, my only outlet for this new information was to channel it into music, into stories that I could then relay to anyone else that I was meeting in different arenas. So veterans were sharing stories with me about what it was like being away from their kids, what it was like not meeting their kids. I mean, some personal stuff, and that I wasn't asking. It was just came out of a, wow, thanks for doing this, you know, .. that moment in that song really spoke to me. It reminded me of, and then .. they would continue. So I was faced with all of this intimate information. I wanted to communicate it out in song.
You come at this conversation from the civilian side, right? You are not a veteran?
I'm not a veteran.
Was there ever, did you ever encounter veterans who were suspicious of your motives in wanting to have these conversations?
Yeah. It's something I was actually probably more sensitive to than anyone else, especially when I started out. And it's also, remember, what prevented me from even pushing forward and agreeing to write the first song that I wrote.
Right.
Because I felt like, who am I to do this? What gives me the right? I haven't experienced this stuff. And so who am I to take on their voice and put it into song? Sometimes, you know, as a singer as a storyteller, in the first person, you know, so that's something I've wrestled with. But, you know, again, no one's ever come up to me and said, who do you think you are? In fact, it's been the other way around.
I wanted to ask about one song in particular, and I was just struck that you have a song specifically about women soldiers, or a woman soldier. And that's not something that we hear a lot about, especially in terms of music.
So Cassandra Knows it's one of the most meaningful songs for me. I mean, first zooming out, I agree with you. I don't think we hear enough about female veterans specifically. Again, it's part of there's both a broad perspective and a nuanced perspective. And we don't hear much of either voice. So this is a song that that tells a story about a woman who realizes that she has to go. She has to go serve. It's what she wants to do. And this song and this story specifically speaks tells a story about a woman who had lost some family members as a result of 9/11, and realizing that the way that she can channel and actualize the pain and the loss is by going off to serve herself, because she felt so helpless on that day.
She lays a kiss upon her children, and she swears she'll be home soon. But the kids don't know why she's gotta go and what for. They're gonna have to stick together. They're gonna have to fight each day.
Do you have other gaps that you're hoping to bridge down the road? Can you get Democrats and Republicans to sit and listen to music together?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. This is a nonpartisan project. And, you know, you hear people say that a lot about a lot of nonprofit work. But, you know, my shows are not only 50-50 civilian veteran, but we experience people from all social walks of life, all political walks of life, and they sit down and we separate and let go of you know, what your political beliefs are, whether you know however you voted in whatever election. That's not what this is about. Music has been such a blessing to soften that road. You know, my message is not subliminal. My message, my lyrics are not, you know, if you play my record backwards, it's not gonna, you know, hypnotize you, or, you know, these are story songs that tell it like it is, as close to like it is as possible. And so this really is a place that people can come together.
Well, listen, Marcus Goldhaber, it's important, good work. And thank you so much for sharing the story of this project with us.
Take care, Mitch. Thank you.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive.
Marcus Goldhaber is a New York-based musician. His album is called Carry You On, and half the proceeds benefit the organization Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. We reached him via Skype from New York.
Get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call The Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet. If you're a PVT,